cleaner, cleaner, cleaner. Every day I make clean, as my way up makes clean.
What if we applied this same cleaner principle to our environment? Can you imagine how, well, clean our surroundings would be? The government would not have to spend millions trying to clean up the mess we've made. That's not only putting us, but other life forms around us at risk.
Late last year, I went out on the beach cleanup day, and I was amazed at the amount of garbage on the beach. And all of this garbage that we're seeing on the beaches is coming from the bad practices that we as Jamaicans are having.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. The fact of the matter is that the mess has been made and it must be fixed. So the Tourism Ministry has teamed up with the Jamaica Environment Trust, JET, to undertake the Clean Coasts project.
This is a real serious problem, and it's not something that we can deal with just with a one-day cleanup. As good as that is to send a message that we have to do the right things, I think that there's more that we have to do.
That, paired with another incident showing the pileup of garbage on our beaches, inspired the development of the Clean Coasts project.
We have committed over $34 million to support the initiative. We're starting it in first case as a pilot project, and it will be assessed at the end of the first year to determine the success of the program and for us to determine the way forward.
What is the aim of the Clean Coasts project?
We're going to promote environmental awareness. In a general way, to encourage sustained behavior change among Jamaicans and our visitors alike to issues relating to the marine litter.
The program, to be implemented by JET, has two phases, land-based and underwater.
The land-based component will target 10 to 15 schools. Most of these schools will be in resort areas. We'll also be doing a component of adult education. The project is also expected to form synergies with the Environmental Trust School Environment Program, which already uses the curriculum in schools to spread the message of environmental stewardship. It will also work in tandem with our tourism action clubs, which are in schools island-wide, and other applicable groups.
Tourism stakeholders will be included in the selection of schools, which are to be recruited over the summer and sensitized to ensure their readiness to participate come September. As for the underwater component of the Clean Coasts project, Minister McNeil says it will comprise the coordination of 32 dives across select resorts to clean up underwater environments and will engage stakeholders such as fisher folks in communities to ensure their involvement in the project.
Heavy emphasis will be placed on mitigation as the effects of garbage, which is washed from gullies and drains during the rainy season, will be reduced by routine cleaning. The cleaning will also be done at the start of our winter tourist season.
The project will be supported by a public education campaign and community consultations to obtain buy-in and participation.
We need to understand that for programs of this nature to succeed, we need the support of every Jamaican. We all need to be more responsible in how we dispose of our garbage so as to reduce the amount of garbage which ends up in our harbors and along our coastlines due to dumping in the gullies and drains. We need the support of our children, our students, and I encourage you all to assist and play your part by not littering your surroundings.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. In our Know Jamaica feature, we travel to the tourist haven of Niggrill in Westmoreland, stopping specifically at Bloody Bay. Bloody Bay, north of Niggrill's Long Bay, was once a port for whalers. The whales were towed in to be gutted, and it is said that the waters of the bay frequently ran red with their blood, hence the name Bloody Bay. That closes out this week's Tourism Roundup. I'm Camilla Guthrie. One love.
Let's get together now. Let brotherhood unite us like the women.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.